Shalom, everybody. In the very beginning of Yaakov's relationship with his two wives, with Rachel and Leah, we have some very challenging psukim and some very challenging questions. First of all, the Torah tells us in Perek Chavtes Pasuk Lamed that Yaakov vayehav gam es Rachel mileah. Yaakov also loved Rachel more than Leah. But by saying that Yaakov loved Rachel more than Leah, that implies very clearly that Yaakov also loved Leah. If that's the case, how can the Torah tell us in the very next pasuk, in Perek Chavtes Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayar Hashem ki snua Leah? Hashem saw that Leah was hated. And in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, two psukim later, Leah herself, when she names her son Shimon, she says, why is he called Shimon? Ki shama Hashem ki snua anochi. Hashem saw that I was hated. So did Yaakov hate Leah? Or did he love her, but he loved Rachel more? And we have to ask an even broader question. Are we really saying that Yaakov, chas v'shalom, hated somebody? Are we really saying that Yaakov hated Leah, one of the imahos? Are we really saying that Yaakov transgressed the iser from Parshas Kedoshim lo sisna achicha bilvavecha, chas v'shalom? So what is going on here? So first of all, it's important to point out that some Mefarshim, like the Or HaChaim HaKadosh of Chaim Ben Attar, who died in 1743, say that this was really only a matter of very subtle emotions, not of actions. And whatever the psukim mean, his feelings, Yaakov's feelings, were indiscernible to everyone besides God himself. Only the all-knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew this. That's why the pasuk says, Vayar Hashem ki snua Leah, or ki shama Hashem ki snua anochi. Hashem knew it, but no one else knew it. But still we have to ask, what is going on? And I just mentioned a moment ago, Leah does pick up on something, because she names her children. She names Shimon, for example, ki shama Hashem ki snua anochi. So again, what's going on here? Rav Shimon Schwab, who died in 1995, asks these questions in his Sefer on the Chumash Ma'ayan Beit HaShoeva, and he gives the following beautiful explanation. Rav Schwab says that, of course, Yaakov didn't hate his wife. He didn't hate Leah. However, says Rav Schwab, the term snua in a marriage is not like the concept of snua that someone might feel for an enemy or a Russia. The beautiful love between a husband and a wife is so powerful that a spouse can literally be hated if the only issue is that he or she loves someone else other than that spouse. In other words, Yaakov did love Leah, no question about it, but he loved Rachel more. And that, in the Torah's eyes, in the world of marriage, is called snua. It's not a form of sina chas v'shalom, like lo sisna achicha bilvavecha, but it is a form of hatred in that someone else has priority over you. Again, it's a very fine and delicate concept. In this case, only Hashem could perceive it. But she was considered, in this context, a snua. And Rav Schwab then takes it one step further. Rav Schwab says that we know throughout Tanakh, very often Bnei Yisrael and Hashem are considered married to each other, so to speak. See, for example, in Sefer Hosea, in Perek Beis Pasuk Chaf Aleph, for example, where Hashem says, Ve'erastich li leolam, I will betroth you to me forever. We have examples in Tefillah, we have examples in Tanakh. There is a marriage relationship between us and Hashem. If that's the case, says Rav Schwab, then just like in a marital relationship, if someone loves one wife more than the other, even though he loves the other wife, still that other wife is called a snua. If that's the case in marriage, it is even more so the case with Ribono Shel Olam. And we have to ask ourselves, is there anything in the world more important to us, more beloved to us than Hashem? We love Hashem, no question about it. But do we sometimes look at Him like the other wife? Do we put our careers, our pleasures, our relaxations, whatever it is, do we put them above our devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If the answer is painful, but if it's affirmative, then chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom, we have turned Hashem. And I have a hard time saying this, but Rav Schwab said it. If that's the case, then chas v'shalom, we have turned Hashem into a snua. It's quite a powerful message from Rav Shimon Schwab. Have an amazing day, everyone!